Tonight, we start with the Surah Nisa. With the first thing Allah Ta'ala says to us, is taqwa. It's taqwa. Fear Allah. Every moment you find so many places, the most important thing Allah Ta'ala is instilling us is to fear Allah. And every Sahabi when you meet others, the first advice they give is taqwa. Fear Allah. Once you have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, then you're not going to commit any sin of any kind. The meaning of that is to have fear of Allah Ta'ala, to have conscious Allah and be clear in all the time. That is a very important thing, and you must remember the fasting is for that reason. The purpose of being fasting is not to keep away from eating and drinking. The purpose of bring about the quality of taqwa in us that Allah is looking at me 24 hours. You will not want to do anything against His command to keep Him happy all the time. The fourth in this ayah surah, Nasu taqwa, O people, not only iman, everyone, fear Allah. The second is وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ تَسَعَلُوا بِالْأَرْحَامِ and fear also those things that you must be made when you bring about friction among your kinship, your family, the blood family. One is just everyone, one is the blood close family, where you do not bring any kind of relationship with them, you break your relationship with their brothers, your sisters and all those things. This ayat is recited in the time of khutbah of the marriage. To show that when you get married, then thereafter do not, you must also maintain your old relationship. It must not be that after you've got a new relationship, you forget your old relationship. That's what Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ تَسَعَلُوا بِالْأَرْحَامِ. That's very important this month, that your relationship with the kinship, those of blood relationship, must always remain. And today it's sad to say that there's no blood relationship at all. You will do things for others, but you won't do things for your own family people. Your family may go through all difficulties and hardship. You won't even look at their face too. But your friend or anyone else going through some difficulties, you make sure you help them. Who is supposed to help, did not help. That's the one thing that Allah doesn't have fear that you must do that. Then comes the time that the battle of Uhud, which we spoke yesterday, with thousands, with hundreds of them, so many people have gone shaheed, the Sahaba, the shaheed, that there's a lot of widows and orphans and destitute. Allah Ta'ala straight away put ayah down to show that now there are destitutes there. Remember that their possessions must be protected by them. You must not misuse their possessions. Today you find people who are under control of these kind of things, they misuse it. And they use it for themselves. And they deprive them of the destitutes. So then that also is a very big sin. There are seven people or five people who will be most if Allah Ta'ala is not unhappy with, is very unhappy with. One is that person who eats the destitute, the possession of a destitute. And that is happening today. People pass away, you know, the destitute orphans, someone made them a trustee of that kind. They, instead of taking care of the possession, they misuse it and they do all the things. They do not know it's a very big sin. Second is a person commit shirk. Third, a person commit jadu. Jadu is a very dangerous thing, do not even think of it. But now today, you know, if someone knows, no one do jadu only, if someone did jadu only. Because why we go to wrong people? When wrong people tell you that this person did jadu, then you go to that extent, they tell your mother did jadu to you. In a big relationship that way. Although no doubt there is jadu, no doubt about it, but not to that extent. That, you know, we just go to anyone and say that when did jadu, that fellow to set down that, so that jadu, and committing shirk, then putting slander on a woman who is pure. Now this is also a thing that's happening today. A person who slander upon a woman pure, that woman is very pure, your wife is very pure, everything. Allah forbid something happens, now you put a slander, you had an affair with this person, you had an affair with that person. She was very pure, she did not have an affair with anyone else. It's a very big sin. You do not know, you may say this or that, but you don't realize what a big sin it is. So that is also something which is happening today in this world. They do not realize that we just make slander on women who is pure too. It reminds me of an incident of a kafan chor. No kafan chor, not nowadays. No one do kafan chor now. We try to go to Kabristan at night alone. But at that time, the kafan chor was of this kind that he went in on kafan. And the woman was very pure. And he opened the kafan, the cover, and he opened. While he was opening, and he came down now to open it. Her body now. The moment he held the body, I mean the cloth to open her, she also held it. She also held it. When you are pure, Allah Ta'ala keeps you pure. In this world, you keep remains, you remain pure, then Lata remains pure everywhere. So the moment she held it to, and so happened that now that he said, you try to show me your covers, your strength. So he puts his head down, leg down, and now he pulls. The moment he pulls, she gives him a clout. What a clout she gave him on is not this word clout, the word of the here upper clout. The moment that clout given, he left it straight away, it was burning, and the mark was still there, and he covered it quickly, and he went away. But that was a road for him to make Toba. He made Toba, asked for forgiveness. So whenever he goes to his sittings, he covers his face. So someone asked him, why do you cover your face again? And he says, on one condition I'll tell you, but do not tell it in my lifetime. If I pass away, you can tell me. Tell people, not before that. So yes, he said, I was a kafan chor. I only steal kafans. That time they didn't steal kafans. So he said, what happened? He said, this is what happened. A pure woman was very pure. Very pure she was. And I went to a tent. The moment I touched her, the moment she grabbed the thing and she gave me a clout. That was the end of my life in the kafan chor, and this was teaching me a lesson that I'm not supposed to do that. This is something, women sometimes are very pure, but men, unfortunately, they have a bad habit in them that they slander, accuse them of things. They are doing wrong, the men are doing all the wrongs. But when it comes to this matter, they have a strong argument with the husband and wife. Straight away, the wife, the husband, I speak of people coming to me, the women tell me to, I mean, no, you've been slandered. I say, you must make sabar, and Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So this is a very important thing, that one of the things that we're supposed to do. So these are the things in the Quran says that we must be very careful. Then that it came to now that so many widows were there. Then Allah Ta'ala decided, Allah Ta'ala put a kite down to keep four wives. Then so when khiftum Allah ta'adilu fawahida, but then Allah Ta'ala put a restriction there. When khiftum, if you fear that you cannot do justice, then you keep to one. The reason why Allah has said that thing, that you are not free to do what you want to. Now in these days, people get married not because of, just because of lust and desire. The Sahaba Ikram, because there are so many widows there, Nabi Karim Sallam got to marry because not he wanted to get married because of fulfilling his lust and desires. He was before because she's a widow. How should she live a life? So she needed that she was given permission to get married. But today, if a person gets married from two wives, no one's stopping him from there, but he can't go to the first wife, what happened to the second wife? Because I know what's happening today. When a person comes and tells me he got married for a second time, I look at him, this time I see that he's both wives having it out. He doesn't know which wife to look at him, because he's not straight himself. He's not straight himself, so it's very easy to get married, but to take care of something. But if you took care of your first wife the correct way, according to Sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you fulfill all the rights. But today your husband, what he does, he threatens his wife, you don't look after me properly, I'll get married again. Now then, is that life? In that life, if there's a wife, you make her feel unhappy, that every small thing she does, you say, I'm going to get married again. If she has to say, I'm going to get married, what will happen to you? Always he doesn't say that. So we have to understand this. If you want to get married the second time, ask yourself, am I fit to look after her? Just to get married to fulfill your lust and desire, then you do all the wrong things. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, it so happened that Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, his wife told him that you have opened the doors of men to get married for the second time. He said, no, you're wrong. I've closed the doors. So what do you mean by close the doors? They have to look into my life, how I looked after them. Then you ask me if you can do that, then you must do it. For example, one person came to him, one villager came and brought two watermelons. And came and told her that I brought these two watermelons. He said, well, two watermelons. He said, you know, he's got two wives. He said, no, that I bought. He said, the wait. He said, Hazrat, wait all in order because I know who you are. You want everything in order, so I make sure I brought the two watermelons according to the weights also. He said, okay. Then how do you know which one is sweeter now? You told him that now. See how they go to that extent. How concerned you are that the question of Allah Ta'ala. Very quickly the people got sure to get married for second wife. They can't look at the first wife. They cannot look after the first wife. But they are looking for second wife. So straight away he said, no, you have to cut that man's watermelon and give half to that, so that everyone gets it. That, not only that, when he should go to meet the one wife, he should make sure if he stays 10 minutes, the other wife 10 minutes too. Who's doing that today? No one doing that at all. And when he goes to his first wife, his mind only with this wife, does not put the wife, mind to the wife at all. And then when he goes to the second wife, he makes sure his mind only with her. So this so concerned of that, how to be so perfect. Who is perfect today? So in other words, you come to realize no one is supposed to have a second wife. Not that it's not permission. It's a very good thing if you know how to live a second wife. But if you look after your wife according to the right, correct way, the correct manner from the beginning, give her everything the best. And then under circumstances you can get married again, who must stop you? But you do not look after the first wife and look after the second wife. This is why we're not saying you not get married secondly, but you can't get the first one with the second one. So rather stay with one of them. So that's why they say in the Quran, وَإِنْشِبْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Allah says, fear, if you cannot do justice, keep to one. The نَوْعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And the ayah of the last recite tonight, be kind to them. Be good to them. Be good to your wives. Be kind to them. You don't know. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when that man went to go and complain about his wife Hazrat Umar, then he saw that his Hazrat Umar's house having problems more than me. So he went to go away. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that you know something, that your wife, she is your bangal. In other words, she washes your clothing. She cooks your food for you. She does everything for you. She does everything, do nothing for you. Everything she does. If tomorrow she tells you I'm not cooking, tell you must cook, you never cook. You can't last in the house too. If tomorrow she tells you she's going out, then I'm saying now, if she goes out and says, look, you can look after the kids and all that, you can't last for 1 minute, 1 hour. You can't. Because it's their work. That they look after their children, that they take care of you, they take care of everything. You know, a man, when he shows this, he does disrespect his wife. The time when he gets sick, no one looks after him besides his wife. One person told me, you know, when I was so bad to my wife, but the moment I was sick, the way she looked after me, then I realized how important my wife is. Today we don't appreciate them because why? They are always in front of us and they want everything good for us. They will give the food, they will give their food or give us food. They'll make sure they keep you, comfort you. But we in return, we know we got one, you know, boxing bag here. Yeah? Let's take boxing, we'll take them to task. We do not realize Allah will question you. Allah will question you. They can make somebody Allah will question. The tears will not be just left over. Right? Allah will question you. That's what they say. The partner has been given to you. Look after. Take care of her. Especially when those women who will not go out to work. The woman going out to work is something else. I'm talking because they are looking at everyone else. But the woman is at home. She's only looking at the four walls. And she's waiting for the husband to come. And the husband comes and takes care of you. Take care of your task. What happens to wife? Because the husband is going and meeting everyone else, his eyes are going to the wrong places. Now he comes there and looks at the wife, the effect must take place, it causes harm to the wife. And the whole day she's waiting with the husband comes, let me take out food for him, give him everything the best. And when the husband comes there, bichara, instead of she looking at him, but what happens? She takes him to task. What happens then? She bichara, she feels that what must I do now? He's eating food here, yeah, she's eating tears. The whole day she is waiting for the husband and this outcome of it. You do not know if you look after your wife the way you're supposed to look after, you can in Jannah. Then Hazrat Ali said one day, to stay at night open to make ibadat whole night for 1 year is easy. Very difficult. Very difficult. And to keep one whole year keep fast, is it easy? Very difficult to keep one whole year fast and a whole year to stay awake the whole night. He says, he told the Sahaba, do you want to know that person who is better than that person too? The Sahaba was shocked. Who can be better than that person the whole night, whole year he's keeping fast and whole year he's in ibadat? He was shocked. He said, that person was most best to his family. Most best to his family. So, you know, without waking up at night and keeping fast the whole year, if that person is good to the family, the wife, that you look at them, but then you forego all the shortcomings. You forget all the shortcomings and you keep her happy for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then you get more reward than what the person in the Maghrib did. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, you mentioned, be kind to them, be good to them, and look at the good of them. If they got one fault, look at the good of them. Because so many, you may have one fault, but 10 good things. Why don't you look at the 10 good things? In that way you come to your life, you will think good of them too. Allah Ta'ala must give a tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of the wives. Allah Ta'ala must give a tawfiq of having taqwa in us, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, all the time, so that at every moment, every second, we must not go against the law of Allah Ta'ala. Wa'ahu da'am, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa'atim. Wa salatu wa salam. اللهم إنا لعذبك وشكرك وحسنك اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التعالمة في الدين والكلة والفوز بالجنة والنكارك فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلم ورحمة صلى الله تعالى على عبد الله محمد رحمة الله.